Hey everybody, this is Van Silk, Spotify, not Spotify, but Spotify for podcasters. You're now listening to another episode of Not At My House with Van Silk. You also could check me out on rumble.com and youtube.com. Just search for the name, Not At My House with Van Silk. You can hit the notification button, you can follow me, do whatever you like to stay in contact with the content we're bringing. As we know, August 11th, 2023 marks the actual 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Even though a lot of people are celebrating it early this year because some have TV schedules like the Grammys, the BET Awards, the Hip-Hop Awards, you know, stuff like that. You also have the Essence Festival that takes place every first week of July. So I understand a lot of y'all doing your culturalism celebration for the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. For me, I'm going to celebrate it from 2023 to next August 2024, which is actually the whole 50 years. You don't celebrate a birthday on the first day of the year because that's what you want, unless your birthday is on January 1st. But to get back to this, to make this brief, but to bring notice to this, it seems very funny of how people come into this culture. Probably never been to 1520 Cedric Avenue. Probably don't know who Kool Herc is. Probably don't know nothing about Coco Rock or who's Grandmaster Flash, Nefarious Five, or Funky Four, or the pioneers and legends. I understand that. It's 50 years. Some of y'all been around it for 10 years, 15 years. You would have to been in this 35, 40 plus to understand the real culture of what we call hip-hop. Not rap music, record labels, and record sales, and all the gibberish and jabberish, and anybody with a microphone, a TikToker who has a favorite song, get a record deal, stuff like that. No. We understand how the product has diminished, how the message had diminished. It's not even about a message anymore. It's about anybody who can say something and people gravitate to in the world we live in on social media platforms. That's why I like the terminology. Cultural media is greater than social media. But let's talk about Juvenile, a legend in New Orleans from the Cash Money Brothers, Cash Money Records. It's funny how the wheels always turn the wrong way and never acknowledge the Magnolia Project's legend, where Baby and his brother Slim and them started Cash Money Records. You had Lil Wayne. They were the hot boys, the hottest thing to come out of Louisiana. And on the other side, you had No Limit Record. And in Baton Rouge, you had Lil Boosie. But how can you do a 50th anniversary celebration at the Essence Awards and not have Juvenile? Can you please tell me that? I'm quite sure they tried to get Lil Wayne, but he's like, nope, I'm good. I'm quite sure they didn't reach out to Master P, because I'm quite sure he would have took advantage of that. It's in my hometown. I'm a hometown hero. How come I'm not here? Now, how can you have a South set, but everybody from the South is from Atlanta? Or set? You got Ludacris. You have a Big Boy and a few other people from Atlanta on the South set. You don't have nobody from Texas. Well, you got Megan Thee Stallion. But again, to be honest with you, these younger artists give a jackass about the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, especially when they're only 22, 23, 24 years old. What do they know about 50 years of hip-hop? They can't even tell you 10 years of hip-hop, let alone 50. But I'm not here to persecute anybody. I'm not here to downplay anybody. I'm just sitting up here with a note of why Juvenile is not performing. Why was he looked at? Was there any serious discussions or, well, we got to have somebody from Louisiana to represent the set? And I want to know, why is it happening? I'm quite sure he's feeling like, listen, after all I've done for Louisiana hip hop, why isn't it the 50, you know, they're celebrating 50 years of hip hop. Essence really don't have nothing to do with hip hop, but they want to have a celebration and a performance, and they got JJ Fad coming in and Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick and Big Daddy Kane, and you know, they got Lauryn Hill. I mean, you know, a mixture. But my thing is, no Juvenile. No, many times y'all couldn't even have like a Louisiana, New Orleans set. Bringing Lil Boosie and Juvenile and, you know, maybe Master P and whoever. No, well, you know what? That's just the way it goes. Juvenile is upset. I don't blame her for being upset. And not only that, being disrespected by those who really don't give any care about hip-hop. They couldn't even tell you anything about hip-hop. But they will have somebody that works within the confines who, oh, this is what I read, or this is what I know, or this is what I heard. Again, it's an embarrassment. You know, and I'm going to blame a lot of people when it's all over, and I'm going to blame them and like how you just raped and try to rewrite the history and everything that you do. So, on July 2nd in Louisiana, New Orleans, they had the Donna, I think it's called the Donna Fest with Lil Baby, not Lil Baby. I think Baby's going to be there along with Manny Fresh and Juvenile and all. I'm going to have the Donna Fest. It's only $24 to get in. You could just go on Juvenile's Instagram page, Juvie the Great, and check out the information. But all I'm going to try to say is I'm not trying to drag this out to be long because I understand how things go. I understand business. But I don't understand these people like Essence who know nothing about hip-hop. Oh, yeah, we know somebody who got a hot record. But what you know about hip-hop? Nothing. But it's not for me to judge them because this is a big world and people are entitled to do what they want, write what they want, hire who they want. But at the end of the day, there's no other culture of people in music who do things right. The black culture, you always get it wrong. You mess it up. And I damn sure look at it and say, you know what? Look, bygones be bygones. All I'm going to do is say shout out to Juvenile. You're a much respected person in the culture of hip hop. If it wasn't for you and what you did at Cash Money, you was the Hot Boys. You was there. You was first in Louisiana in all of making the noise. You should have been honored. But at the end of the day, go and do the Donna Fest and you'll do what you gotta do in whole court because real people is gonna go to the real event. You know, because a lot of people in Louisiana is not really don't care about those acts that's gonna be in there because they're not the hometown acts. But you know what's a shame? I like going in the Bronx and say, we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop in the Bronx, but Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five or the Funky Four, the Cold Crush Brothers and them can't be involved. That's what it's like. And I could see something like that still happening before August 11th get here. But I'm going to watch. I'm going to keep my eyes open and we'll see. This is your brother, Van Silk. Not in my house. You can check me out on Rumble.com, YouTube.com, and right here on Spotify for podcasters. I gotta go. Basketball game tonight. Denver versus the Miami Heat. Go Miami.